Acknowledging Your Anger, Part 4, It's Not Fair. The Assyrians were the most evil group of people you could ever imagine. The capital city of the country, Nineveh, was known as the City of Blood because of the appalling cruelty which they showed to their enemies. Yet, despite their great wickedness, the king, along with all those living in the capital city, received God's compassion and forgiveness. They received grace, which meant they got the forgiveness they didn't deserve, and mercy, which meant they didn't get the judgment they did deserve. This was the outcome of Jonah's preaching in the city of Nineveh, capital of Assyria. In this section, we're going to spend most of our time looking at a third reason why we become angry. We've already considered the impact of frustrated or blocked goals and unfulfilled desires, as well as how feeling threatened or insecure affects our anger responses. Here's reason number three, perceived injustice. We sometimes perceive circumstances or events as being unjust. This is when we think that we, or perhaps people close to us, are not getting what is deserved, or are getting what is not deserved. Jonah thought that the Ninevites were not getting what they deserved. In reality, they deserved judgment. Jonah also believed that the Ninevites were getting what they didn't deserve, the mercy of God. In other words, Jonah thought God was being unjust. Was he right to view God in this way? Although God is never unjust, we sometimes perceive him like this. We do the same with other people, including family members. Jesus tells a story about a young man who viewed someone in his family like this. Luke 15:11-32 gives the full account of what has come to be known as the parable of the lost or prodigal son. However, there were two sons in this story, and we often concentrate on the one who went off the rails, while paying little attention to the apparently uneventful lifestyle of the son who stayed at home. But there is a point in the story where we discover that this stay-at-home son became angry. Why did he respond this way, I wonder? Well, what particularly aroused his anger was the gracious way in which his father treated his wayward younger brother when he returned home. At one level, we can perhaps understand the apparent reasons for his anger as they are expressed in verses 28 to 30. This is what these verses say. The older brother was angry and wouldn't go in. His father came out and begged him, but he replied, "All these years I've slaved for you and never once refused to do a single thing you told me to. And in all that time, you never gave me even one young goat for a feast with my friends. Yet when this son of yours comes back after squandering your money on prostitutes, you celebrate by killing the fatted calf." This is a classic example of perceived injustice. Another angry man in the Bible was Cain, the first son of Adam and Eve. Cain had a younger brother, Abel. Listen to the story in Genesis 4:3-8. When it was time for the harvest, Cain presented some of his crops as a gift to the Lord. Abel also brought a gift, the best of the firstborn lambs from his flock. The Lord accepted Abel and his gift, but he did not accept Cain and his gift. This made Cain very angry, and he looked dejected. "Why are you so angry?" the Lord asked Cain. "Why do you look so dejected? You will be accepted if you do what is right, but if you refuse to do what is right, then watch out. Sin is crouching at the door, eager to control you, but you must subdue it and be its master." One day Cain suggested to his brother, "Let's go out into the fields." And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel, and killed him. The Bible doesn't give a reason for God's rejection of Cain's sacrifice, but the important thing to note here is Cain's immediate response to the situation. He became angry, and his subsequent behaviour, he murdered his brother. Unlike Cain, there is no evidence that Jonah's anger and the older brother's anger in the story of the prodigal son led to murder. However, all three men shared something in common. They all became angry in response to perceived injustice. For two of them, Cain and the older brother in Luke 15, an underlying factor was jealousy of their younger brothers. Jealousy involves feelings of hostility towards someone whom you believe is enjoying an advantage. Do you think jealousy might underlie some of your anger responses? If so, you may find it helpful to answer the following questions. Firstly, of whom are you jealous? Secondly, why do you think you are jealous of this person? And thirdly, if you could get rid of this jealousy, do you think you'd be less angry? If jealousy is fueling your anger, remind yourself that you matter to God as the person you are. He doesn't wish you were someone else. Rather, he wants to develop you into someone who is becoming more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you cooperate with him in this? If your answer is yes, you might want to try these jealousy busters using the letters of the word jealousy. J. Judge it for the sin that it is. E. Establish God's view of jealousy. A. Ask God to forgive your jealousy. L. Let go of any desires to get even. O. Offer kindness to the person you are jealous of. U. Understand that you matter to God. S. Shift your focus and start praying for the good of the person. And Y. Yield in obedience to the Holy Spirit by allowing him to produce his fruit in you. Here's a final thought. We think life is so unfair. The reality is that life is unfair. But this life is not all there is. We're heading for our Father's eternal house. That's a place where all wrongs are righted, all acts of service are rewarded, and every tear is wiped away. Keeping our eyes fixed on where we're going helps us to live above the injustice, unfairness, and cruelty of this world. Stay tuned for part 5, Bitter or Better?